Mishnah Beis, Ayla Av, the one who says to his slave, Tzehu Shechot Alayas HaPesach, go out and slaughter a Korban Pesach for me. Now the halacha is, as we learned earlier on in the Masechta, a Korban Pesach can come from either a sheep or a goat. Now if the owner did not specify which type of animal he wants for his Korban Pesach, then even if in general he always, let's say, uses a sheep, since in this case he did not designate and he didn't tell the slave which exact animal he wants, it is assumed that he doesn't really mind, and therefore Shochat Gedi, if the slave went and slaughtered a goat, Yechal, the owner can eat from that goat, is considered a valid designation, he did exactly what the owner wanted. And similarly, Shochat Tole, if he slaughtered a sheep, Yechal, the owner can also eat from there because it's totally valid. Now what happens if Shochat Gedi v'Tole? If he slaughtered both a goat and a sheep, and he did it both for his owner. So again, the owner can't be part of both animals. So the truth is, the Gemara explains that in a regular case like this, both animals would be invalid and they would need to be burnt. Reason being that we assume that he has the intention to wait and see which animal the slave will bring and slaughter, and he has the intention to decide based on that which one he will use. But over here we run into the problem of Breira again, that he's making a decision later on, and we'll need to judge that at the time of slaughtering, that was the case, because it has to be slaughtered for the sake of whatever intention he has later on. And so in a case like that, both animals would be invalid. However, our Mishnah, the Gemara explains, is talking about a king, for example, who is so wealthy and he can eat any meat which he really likes, which means that he's not actually so particular about which animal it's going to be. Barely costs him anything, and so in that case, Yochanan Arishain, he would eat from the first animal which was slaughtered, because it's assumed that he doesn't mind which animal it's going to be. So whatever happens, the first one is valid, and that designation works. And of course the second one won't be valid because the king is already designated on a different animal. Now what happens if Shochach Mo'amal Rabbi, if the slave forgot what his owner told him to do? Meaning, the owner did specify which animal to slaughter, but the slave forgot whether it was a goat or a sheep. Ketad Yaseh, what should he do about it? Yishchet Tole Gudi, he should slaughter both a sheep and a goat. V'yomer and say, Im Gedi Omali Rabbi, if my owner told me to slaughter a goat, then Gedi Shaloi, the goat is for him, for his Korban Pesach, and I'm slaughtering it on his behalf, V'tole Shali, and the sheep is mine for my own Korban Pesach. V'im Tole Omali Rabbi, but if my owner told me to slaughter a sheep for him, then Tole Shaloi, the sheep I'm slaughtering now will be for his Korban Pesach, Gedi Shali, and the goat will be my Korban Pesach. Now the Gemara explains that we've got a bit of a problem here, because there is a rule that Mashakon Eved Kon Rabbi, that whatever a slave owns, his owner automatically owns. So when he buys the sheep and the goat, really it already belongs to the owner. So he can't start saying that the goat is mine and my Korban Pesach, because he can't own anything individually separate from the owner. However, the Gemara explains there is a way for him to own something, because if somebody else gives him something, on condition that the owner of the slave has no rights over it. So in that case, the slave would be able to have that animal, in which case the Mishnah's law would apply. Now what happens if once he has those two animals, he's got the goat and the sheep, one of them is his, one of them is his master's, he's not sure which one, and he reaches his owner once more, and Shachach Rabbi Omar Marloi, his owner also forgot what he told him. So they both know that the owner told him a specific animal, but they both forgot what the animal was. So both of these animals are definitely valid. We just don't know which one is the owner's and which one is the slave's, which means that neither of them can eat it. So you're going to have to allow it to be left there until after midnight on the first night of Pesach, at which point it will become noisar, leftover carbon, and then it will be burnt, not on Yom Tov, because carbonis cannot be burnt on Yom Tov, not for the sake of eating. However, on the day afterwards, on the 16th day of Nisan, Shneihem Yetzu Veisasreifa, they would both go out to the place where they would burn the carbonis. Now, in general, if somebody fails to bring a Korban Pesach on the first Pesach, on the 15th of Nisan, then he is obligated to bring a Korban Pesach a month later, on the 15th of Iyar. However, in this case of Turim Elasis Pesach Sheni, they are exempt from bringing a Korban Pesach a month later on Pesach Sheni. Why? Because they both bought a Korban Pesach. Both of the Korbanos were totally valid. They just weren't able to eat it out of a lack of knowledge, but since both of the Korbanos were totally valid, they are exempt from bringing another one on Pesach Sheni.